following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Goran Dragic returns after sitting out the last two games with a bruised lower back. Forward Udonis Haslem with wrist and knee injuries is a game-time decision. Hornets point guard Kemba Walker returns from a knee injury against the Kings. He's been out since January 23rd.
Now you can start your used car search at the all-new Carfax.com, where every car comes with a free Carfax report. Want cars with no accidents reported? How about one owner cars? Just click, and you've got them. Find the cars you want. Avoid the ones you don't. Carfax.com.
What happens when a company invests billions of dollars to create the most advanced network? Introducing Charter Spectrum. Now you can get over 200 high-definition channels, the most available anywhere. So the details you never knew existed will suddenly reveal themselves in stunning, unparalleled, uncompromised beauty. Your high-speed internet will be transformed into a high-voltage information cannon that blasts content at over 60 megabits per second, 20 times faster than DSL. And an advanced voice service that will let you be heard with more reliability and more clarity than ever before. And all you have to do is call 1-855-63-SPECTRUM. So welcome to a bigger, faster, more powerful world. Charter Spectrum is here. TV, internet, voice. Starting from just $29.99 each when bundled. To subscribe, call 1-855-63-SPECTRUM. Restrictions apply. Visit charterspectrum.com to learn more. Services not available in all areas.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
And a good Wednesday morning to you. Randy Buschkutter here. Doug Duda as well. We'll have the Doug and Danny Show. Glad you could join us on this midweek, right before we head to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. As we'll be talking a lot about the state basketball tournament, we'll be talking with Bill Giffen, the head coach over at Amherst, as their first round matchup will be against High Plains. And just an indication of just how tough D1's going to be. Amherst, 23-3, but they're the number six seed. They'll be taking on High Plains. That'll be a great matchup. A game, of course, that we'll have for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tomorrow. And again, that'll be a 3:45 tip. We'll also, of course, be covering in Class D2 Wilcox Hildreth, and we'll be talking with the Falcons head coach Brent Heinrichs, as he'll be joining us here in a little bit as well. He'll be talking about his matchup against Exeter Milligan. And then, of course, Hastings College women, they'll be hitting the national tournament circuit as they'll be playing on Thursday night as well. That game will be on our sister station, KHAS Radio, and we'll be talking with Kerry Hofstetler, the head coach of the Lady Broncos as well. A lot going on. Don't forget, of course, we'll be covering St. Cecilia on the Breeze, KLIQ, as well as Adams Central tomorrow, and Grand Island Central Catholic also on the Breeze tomorrow morning at around 10:45 a.m. And, of course, going on, if you don't like hoops, we certainly have plenty of wrestling. And part of our Loper Link, we'll be talking with Mark Bauer, the head wrestling coach for the Lopers, as they're hitting the road here. And Coach Bauer, kind enough to join us. Coach, hey, appreciate the time. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It is that time. You've been kind of pointing to this all season long. You try to get everybody playing. You try to get everybody on the mat. You try to get them all ready to go. How was practice this week? Everybody all ready to roll?
Yeah, you know, I really think we are. You know, things have gone real well this week. You know, obviously we've had kind of a couple weeks here since the regional tournament, and and, you know, everybody's healthy and ready to go. And so we're excited. We're actually just passing through Nebraska City right now, so we're well on our way.
Yeah, and it seems to me that there's an appreciation for what you guys have been able to do and how you've been able to, you know, after winning regionals and everything, because you've gone up in everybody's estimation, it seems like, because you've gone up in the national rankings as well.
Yeah, you know, the guys are really performing really well right now. We were hoping things would come together like they have, and really they have. It started at the conference tournament, and, you know, obviously put together a really good performance and hoping to, you know, use that to give us some motivation to go into regionals. And the guys started off where they left off at the championship and really, really had to put together a great performance. Again, bonus points were really kind of the difference. I think we picked up 7 pins, a couple majors, and so those bonus points really helped put us on top. But obviously qualifying 7th kind of put us in a good position to go and compete well at the national tournament this weekend.
Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show on ESPN Radio. You may have had a surprise winner. You may have had a surprise runner-up. Does that make a big difference?
It does. You know, 141, Keith Serber, you know, came in unseated and really put together a great performance. And, you know, he's not in the rankings right now, but he's doing really well for us. And then 165, Devin Geary, kind of slid there for a little bit and had some performances we didn't feel like were, you know, he was where he needed to be, but he really stepped things up. And then in the final, lost a 1-point match to the number one ranked kid in the nation. So he actually performed really well for us. So yeah, we've had some nice surprises. There's no doubt about it. And I really truly believe that they are young men that even at the national meet can score some big points for us.
When you take a look at your draws, is there a draw out there that when your young man got, you go, ooh, that's a tough draw? Or do you also see a bracket in there and you think to yourself, you know what, we drew pretty well there?
Yeah, you know, I tell you guys, and we've always talked about this, one match at a time. You know, we don't want to be looking ahead. We don't obviously want to overlook anybody. But 125-pound Connor Bowling, really, you know, if I look at things on paper, has the toughest draw. He has the three individuals in his quarter bracket that have been ranked throughout the season. And so win or lose, he's going to have some tough matches. But at the same token, he's performing really well, doing really well. And so we're hoping to see him step out there and at least battle for us. And who knows? You just kind of, hey, it's the national tournament. You never know what's going to happen. And we're excited for him to go out there and show what he's got.
Talking with Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, headed to St. Louis, Division II this week. Division I is there and next week. If you're number one, you should be in good shape. But just getting back to what we were talking about, Mark, with Romero Cotton getting knocked off in the regional final, he has a rated wrestler right away in the first round.
Yes, and, you know, there's a young man that's from Newberry that's done really well this year. He transferred in from Division I, and so it actually, us losing the regional tournament, put us on the opposite side of him. You know, Romero wrestled this kid last year at the national tournament, had a 1-point match with him. We know he's a pretty talented kid, but, you know, Romero's had a really good week this week in the practice room. And, you know, it was really upsetting, the loss at the regional tournament, because of the way it happened. You know, there was a call that was blown pretty badly by some officials, and they went and reviewed it. They still missed it. And, you know, it is what it is. And I try to talk to Romero, and it's just like, you know, that kid just acted like you won the national championship, but we're not at the national championships. And so, you know, when the lights go on, he's going to be ready to go out and compete for us. And we're looking forward to that as well, obviously.
Mark, you've looked at everything. Do you have a sense of how many points it's going to take to win this thing? And what is kind of the range that you think you guys are going to be able to score?
You know, it's going to be a pretty low scoring event, I think. You know, you look at the teams that have got the numbers. You know, there's Notre Dame has eight wrestlers. Us, Maryville, and Mercyhurst have 7, and then St. Cloud has 6. And, you know, I think, you know, those top 4 teams that have the most, those are the ones that are going to be really battling for things. And I think it's going to come down to a couple things. One, it's going to come down to, you know, your horses getting to the finals and picking up the points that they need to be picking up. It's also going to count on those guys through the backside and bonus points. Whenever there is an opportunity, our guys have got to go for those extra bonus points, whether it's a pin or a major or a tech fall, they've got to go for that. And I think that's going to be a big difference in the finals outcome of this team race. You know, Mercyhurst is a team that, honestly, I know they've got a solid team. They don't really necessarily what I consider having major players that are going to get to the finals, but at the same token, they've got 7 young men that are obviously All-American. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a tight race, I think, for the championship. And, again, each day, each round, it's going to be go out, put it on your best game face and get after it, and hopefully we can, you know, pick up some wins and on both the front and the backside.
Mark Bauer with us on their way to St. Louis for the D2 National Tournament this weekend. You mentioned those teams, and with you sitting third behind Maryville and Notre Dame, not a lot of matchups with Notre Dame in the first two rounds. Dustin McCauley will have a first-round matchup with an unranked Notre Dame wrestler at 149. So if you've got to chase down Notre Dame, it'll be semifinal round. But Maryville on the other side might be favored in all three matches that you would see him in the first couple of rounds. So you're going to know probably pretty early on how you're stacking up in the team race.
Yeah, you know, it will be interesting. I know 157, we drew Maryville first round, which is a good matchup for us. I know the kid kind of, he likes to keep matches really close, but he's never wrestled us before. And so, you know, when Chase wrestles a kid for the first time, he usually gets the best of them. So we're excited about that matchup actually right off the bat. You know, the Notre Dame kid who's we have with Dustin McCauley first round, we can't overlook this kid because he's had a one-point match with the Maryville kid who's ranked second in the nation. So we know, you know, I sit down and I look at the matchups. You know what? I don't know that we have an easy match first round. And yet it's kind of that way throughout. It's kind of that theme throughout every bracket. There's the brackets are tough. And we just got to show up and compete. That's all there is to it. And our goal is to just perform. And if our guys do what they're capable of doing, they'll be fine. You know, we've been focusing hard on peaking at the right time, and the guys are really focused right now. And that's very encouraging for us, and we just got to go out and get after it.
I don't think Romero ever lacks for focus, but obviously the controversial loss in the regional final is certainly going to refocus him even more. What do you kind of feel about his draw? I mean, sometimes when you get a lower seed, it actually works with your draw. How do you feel his chances individually are?
You know, honestly, I wouldn't want to be the guy who's wrestling first round. I know... 2 years ago, he got upset in the conference finals, and I'll tell you what, that really motivated him. He just came out with a vengeance after that. And, you know, I think that same thing's going to happen. I think, you know, in the practice room this weekend, I saw some of the frustration coming out. I mean, he was really getting physical with his workout partners. And, you know, it happens. You know, it happens sometimes. It's hard for me as a coach to sit back and see these things happen when we've got video review now. And the things that the officials were telling us that they were seeing and they were looking for, it's just like, I don't know what you're looking at here. But it's the same token again. It happened. We have to deal with it. No different than we've had it happen before. The great thing is this. He's going to the national tournament, and we've got matches to come, and I know he's going to be ready to go out and compete.
And obviously, when we're talking about individual championships, Daniel DeShazer, number one, talk about his draw and his chances.
Yeah, you know, honestly, again, Daniel's got a tough first-round match. He's got the fourth-ranked kid in the nation, Mike Rohn, who transferred in from Division I to St. Cloud. Really, his name hasn't been out there very much, but he obviously must have some notable wins. But on the other...
Looks like Coach Bauer has hit the zone. Have they crossed over to another state?
They're getting close. If he's leaving Nebraska City, he's getting close to getting over there to Missouri.
Yeah, we've lost Coach Bauer on his cell reception, but we were wrapping it up. That was our last question anyway. So I want to thank Coach Bauer for joining us and wish them the best of luck as they compete in the Division I National Tournament going on in St. Louis.
Yeah, you know they're going to battle. And, again, that tough loss of Romero is going to focus them a little bit. I think you hit the nail on the head. You get some bonus points. You get some major decisions. Get a pin or two along the way. That might make the difference here because, again, they got enough wrestlers to get it done.
Lopers will be the underdog this week. Sometimes they go win is the favorite. They're going to need some help, as you said, and you got to come out of that first round. You can't be wrestling in the wrestle backs. You got to have a lot of guys wrestling on day two and deep into day two.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of those matchups against you know, the Notre Dame and the Maryville kids, and again, they're going to be underdogs in about three of those matchups, and that's going to be key. We're going to have a real good idea after the first round what their chances are going to be. More so than most years.
We'll see where UNK stands. It's been an up and down year for the Lopers. They were as low as ninth in the rankings. Oh, my goodness. And now they're third going into the national tournament. So Coach Bauer usually has his troops in the right spot at the right time. But that's not all that's going on with the Lopers. Our Loper Link brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons. They have the loans. See Russ Smith today. Also, besides the seven wrestlers, three male track and field athletes are competing in the NCAA championships in Birmingham, Alabama this weekend. On the track side of things, Friday and Saturday, Loper seniors Brady Land in the long jump and Dylan Schroat in the heptathlon will be competing. Sophomore Cole Wellnitz will be there in the mile. Schroat is hoping to cap his collegiate indoor career with a national title. He's finished third and seventh in the event, the previous two winners. Land will need to likely duplicate his school record in the long jump to become UNK's first D2 All-American. In the mile is what Wellnitz is trying to do. So for Cole, he just got in, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. And so he needs to pop a big one. So we'll see what happens. Go to Lopers.com for more information on how you can watch via track wrestling and of NCAA Video Hub to some of the activities that are going on this weekend. The basketball season came to an end for the Lopers, and I haven't even had a chance to address this because it happened without a Doug and Daddy show over the weekend. And then the men have a good season, but they come up short, and the women are looking for a new basketball coach in Coach Chaney. And I think, to be bluntly honest, I think all the coaches knew at the beginning of this sports season that they were expected to win. Now, as far as how much improvement that meant, and let's face it, for the women, they improved this year, at least as far as on the court and the number of wins, but it was not enough. And when we talked to Paul Plinsky on Friday during the semifinals of one of our state tournament basketball games, and he told us the winning percentage that UNK women had, and then over the last 5 years, it had almost went in half from something like 64% to 37%, which obviously would be half, but it's somewhere in that ballpark. And I think Coach Chaney was a great guy, and I think he got caught in a situation where he figured he could bring in players that he couldn't eventually get here. His recruiting base was wide, California to Missouri and everywhere in between. I think Coach Chaney probably didn't get all the kids that he thought he would be able to get to come to UNK.
Yeah, and I that's the key. I mean, you can be a great chef, but if you don't have the right ingredients, then you're not going to be able to make the dish that you really kind of want to make. And I think that's essentially what happened. The student-athletes we brought in, great people, great students, very good in terms of what Coach Chaney did with them, with the community, because you asked him to volunteer, he'd get girls, women's basketball players to go do that. I mean, just a tremendous ambassador for the university and with community service and that sort of thing. I mean, that he hit them out of the ballpark. It was outstanding as an individual in teaching these young women their role in the community and everything. Just not enough W's. And again, great people, but just not picking up enough W's.
Put you in a spot there, doesn't it, Randy? As an administrator, as a fan, you got everything that you needed for the most part.
You got the most important aspects.
I don't have their GPA in front of me, so I can't pretend to know what that is, but it all comes down to wins.
And again, it's the viability of the program as well, because you want to have sponsors, you want to have boosters, and you kind of, and let's face it, I mean, there's a money aspect involved in this too. And again, it's a lot easier to get booster support. It's easier to sell tickets if you have a product on the court where they're going to be competitive, where they're going to win a lot of games. And all that other stuff is really more important to a great extent, but you still have to balance the books at the end of the day. And the easiest way to do that is to have a team that people want to watch, that will win, that will compete.
And I think it's easier to make moves now than it is later. And I'm saying that from just being the second year for UNK's athletic director and Dr. Plinsky. I mean, the longer that this goes on, and say that any program continues to struggle, the harder it is. I mean, it seems like it's easier to make the move now and move on and let's get going and see what we can get done, because I think there are some young ladies in the basketball program that obviously have some talent. But I've asked people this too, Randy, and I think we've touched on. I mean, we've got tennis and baseball's going on. Lopers won yesterday, 11-10. Softball team's going to be home this weekend. We've got some good weather. The baseball team will be at Northwest Missouri State. You've got tennis going on, and as we said, the indoor track season will translate into the outdoor track season. But even the deepest Loper alum, and I'll count you as one of these that might be able to shed a little sunshine on this. What got lost from the teams? UNK women's basketball, has, when they were great, they ended up being that team that nobody will remember because they didn't make the national tournament because they were in the wrong region with the top teams in the country.
Right, yeah.
They could be a top 10 team, but they weren't going to get there because North Dakota State,
yeah,
those teams continue to be there. And UNK, everybody knew, competed against these teams, made runs. And then Amy Stevens stepped aside. Carol Russell came in. Heck, they even made a nice run a couple of years while she was coaching. And then they brought Coach Chaney in, and he had to kind of
restart.
I don't know if you call it a mess, but he didn't have all the tools that the previous transition had had, and it just didn't pan out. The move to the MIAA, that didn't help any coach at UNK one bit. What worked? What made UNK women's basketball work? And what can it – because it would seem to me that whatever that plan was something that you could still use today, and I could be off base on that, but what was it?
Well, again, I think it comes down to the recruiting. However that is, and I don't know enough about the women's basketball program to say Coach Chaney wasn't making good enough connections with high school coaches across the state and into Kansas and into Colorado. I don't know enough to really kind of point that. But to me, it's the level of talent that was out on the court. There are two or three young ladies out there playing that are outstanding basketball players, but there isn't the depth. You know, we ran into numbers issues early on this season. I think he only had 8 kids on the roster, on the bench for a few of those games.
That, to me, is inexcusable. But, again, you can't just go pick up kids and throw them on the bench.
Exactly. They need to be quality kids. You know, and because you had 8, that gives you an indication you're probably not bringing in a large number, and that quality just wasn't there. So to me, the biggest issue was, and there are some really good basketball players on that roster, don't get me wrong, and they've had some, but it just doesn't have the depth. They just don't have as many as they need to. If they've had one, they needed 2, and if they had 2, they probably needed 4 or 5. Because you got to play 5 at a time, and you can have 1 or 2 role players out there, but they just don't really have that many players out there that you can go to and say, hey, we need a bucket, let's give it to insert name here. We just didn't have too many answers to that, who they can get the ball to.
Also, players of the week, Chris Seavers, pitcher of the week for baseball for UNK. And that is our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. Hastings College is in Iowa getting ready for the NAIA National Championships. The tournament begins today for the Broncos tomorrow. Kerry Hofstetter will join us after this.
NMC, the Cat Rental Store, is honored to partner with the Kearney community with the opening of the newest rental store located at 2608 East 32nd Street, Suite C. NMC Cat Rental is your partner for backyard projects to the largest construction site. Stop in on Friday, March 13th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the grand opening. Hope to see you there. Visit online nmcrental.com or call 855-NMC-RENT, nmcrental.com, 855-NMC-RENT. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, The companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine today with a warm high near 73 degrees, down to 39 tonight under clear conditions, and we'll have more sunshine and breezy south winds for Thursday with highs up to 75. Right now it's 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. No show the next couple of days. We'll be at state basketball, but also the Big Ten Conference men's tournament will be on, and we'll be able to air those games throughout the weekend. Thursday, Friday, Sunday, we have all of the championship games here on ESPN Radio Saturday from the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Right now, let's do our Cunningham's Comedy Contest, Mr. Bushcutter.
Yeah, and again, a great doubleheader there, the opening act, Heather Turman, and then Alvin Williams, who's out saying, and by the way, let me just say this, because I picked the cutout earlier. If you don't get this right, if you don't know who this is, you may lose your Nebraska state citizenship. Just saying.
I was going to get married one time. It's hard finding the right person. I was living with a girl for about 8 months until she found out I was there. And they worked pretty good. My brother just celebrated the second. Get her done.
There's your Cunningham's comedy clip. If you know who that is, shoot us the answer along with your name and phone numbers or email so we can contact you. We'll be drawing out this afternoon for two tickets to the Cunningham's Comedy Night early show Thursday night, 7:30. Of course, come in at 6:30, enjoy a great evening meal, and then enjoy the show. As Randy said, with the great folks that are coming in, Heather Turman and Lavin Williams will be doing, did I get that right?
Alvin Williams.
Alvin Williams.
He's the headliner. He's the headliner.
That's what that meant. I thought that was put out there phonetically.
No, he's the headliner.
Don't ever do that again.
Well, now you know. HL would be headliner, and the other one that says open would be the opening act.
Okay, no matter what.
I did not verbalize that.
Cunningham's Comedy Contest line is 308-646-0506, 308-646-0506. You can give us your answer on the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or comment on our Facebook post where the clip is, and you can listen to it over and over and over until you figure out who it is. Give us your name, your contact information, and the answer, and we'll randomly pick someone out for Comedy Night at Cunningham's on Thursday. Well, the Hastings College women are where you want to be at the end of the season. Sioux City, Iowa, as they get ready for the NAIA National Tournament, and the head coach of the Lady Broncos, Carrie Hofstetter, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, guys, for having me.
How's things in the North Country?
Pretty nice out. This is a great week for the tournament, so... It's usually snowing, and the sun is shining, and it's nice and warm. So,
well, Hastings will play Rio Grande of Ohio, and now if I got that right, I believe that's the proper way to say it up there for Ohio, 25-7 squad that is making their second ever trip to the tournament. Hastings making their 15th trip, and of course, Carey's played in a bunch of them and now coached in a bunch of them. And Coach, the tournament starts today, and then the second half goes tomorrow, and then it's bang, bang, bang if you can keep playing. Benefits and distractions to having to play on Thursday as opposed to opening day.
Yeah, it's one of those things where ideally you want to get up here and you want to play right away on Wednesday. It's another opportunity for an extra day of rest. At the same time, there's some advantages of being able to kind of get here and settle in and watch some of the other teams in our conference play before us, and I think that maybe helps kids relax a little bit and get used to the environment either way, you're going to have to beat a good team. So, you know, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter which day you play. There's probably going to be some nerves, and the first half is a little bit sketchy. You know, most every time we've played here, anyway.
But, Coach, you've had a lot of experience there. I mean, success at the national tournament is something that Hastings College has been able to do year in and year out. Does that kind of experience help you get ready for that very first game?
Yeah, you know, I think, especially for our returners. I mean, obviously for me as a coach, it's a familiar place. I love Sioux City, especially in March, and it feels kind of like home in some ways. But for our team, especially, you know, with just Jamie Van Kirk and Hallie Samuelson and Sierra, our seniors, having been here last year, and a slew of others, Abby Jackson, our point guard, and I think that helps a ton. They know what to expect, and we had a little success here last year. Obviously, didn't make it as far as we wanted to, but I definitely think the experience helps in kind of just knowing what's going to happen and the level of play you know, our leaders will help our young kids with that, I think.
Talking with Carrie Hofstetter, head coach, Hastings College Women. Carrie, some time off, the longest stretch that you have during the entire season comes between when you are eliminated in the conference tournament or even if you happen to win the darn thing until the national tournament. Take me back to the Concordia game. I know when you found out Bailey Morris wasn't going to be able to play, that has to give a little pep in the step, but girls didn't have their best game. I'm not sure about effort, but just didn't have their best game, and now you've had about 10 days to kind of dwell on that.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. You know, we found out that the Morris kid wasn't going to play until, you know, right on the Seward exit off the interstate. So it was a little bit surprising to us and kind of caught our kids off guard, I guess. And, you know, it's that's what happened in the game. And we didn't play particularly well. We didn't play particularly terrible. But we've used the last 10 days to really focus on us and kind of iron out some of the wrinkles and some of the things that we need to do better to be successful here. You know, our kids are probably sick of practice. I think I heard a couple of them grumbling about it yesterday. Just excited to play you know, there's been a lot of days of practice it's time to get on the court and try to make a run at this thing.
Coach, you mentioned you're kind of really during practice focusing on your game. What were a few things you kind of felt like you needed to polish up on heading to the national tournament?
Well, you know, when you get to this point in the season, transition, you may get some buckets in transition, but you've got to really be able to execute in the half court, especially against some really good defensive teams, both against man teams, zone teams. You're going to see it all. And so we've just tried to really refine some of those things in the half court and make sure that we can get shots when we need to get shots and for the people that we want to get shots at that time. So I think that's really important when you get to the national tournament. And then, you know, defensively, just continuing to try to get better, you know, in communication and just making sure that we're kind of ready for all the different types of offenses that we're going to see, all the different kind of players we're going to see. You know, there's a lot of styles of basketball out there with dribble drive offenses and multiple screen offenses. So we're just trying to make sure that we cover all of our bases and aren't surprised by anything.
Chat with Hastings women's coach Carrie Hofstetter. So tell us a little bit about your first round opponent.
Ryo is an interesting team. They have a really, really athletic point guard. She really, you know, can create a lot for herself and for her teammates. She's really good in transition and can shoot a three and hit a mid-range jumper. So she's kind of got all of it, going for her. And then, they have a couple of nice post players who have really good size and they utilize them pretty well. And then a couple of just good athletes who run the floor well. And Ryo's a team that's averaging about 85 points a game. So we'll have our work cut out for us on the defensive end and making sure that we, limit their transition opportunities and slow them down a little bit in half court.
On the offensive end, what do they do defensively that's going to try to slow you guys down?
You know, they mix up defenses. They play some man. They play some full court kind of token man pressure. They'll run some zone presses at you. They'll run some 2-3 zone. So, you know, that can get you a little bit out of rhythm if you're not ready for it. We've really been trying to make sure that we're prepared for that you know, can attack a defense that's going to be switching all the time.
Kerry, because we will be, if you win, it's the next day, it's the next day, it's the next day. What do you think about your bracket overall?
You know, I think it's a good draw for us. You know, we've seen a couple of the teams, well, at least one, we've seen Colors of the Ozarks real early in the year. And St. Xavier, I think they're a really good team. And at the same time, you know, that's the fourth one seed. So, Indiana Wesleyan, if we win and they win in the first round, we would see each other again in the second round, which is the team that we saw last year in the second round and beat them in overtime. So it's a challenging bracket, but like I've told everyone, once you get to the national tournament, you're going to have to beat really good teams. So I'm fine with our bracket, and it comes down to having a little bit of depth and being able to play, you know, some kids with 3 days in a row. You've got to be able to play more than six or seven kids, and I think we have some really good depth this year to help with that.
And Kerry, one of the interesting things about the GPAC being the top conference at this level is that you will be put in opposite semi brackets from all of those teams, which means maybe from our standpoint, some of the weaker teams have to be the number one or maybe the number two in your bracket. Is that beneficial from coming out of the conference?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we've played one of the toughest schedules in the country, I would say, this year. And you know, so we've seen a lot of teams from other conferences, the KCAC and the MCAC, and you know, so I think it's a benefit for us to play the grinding schedule that we do. And records can be deceiving. Obviously, we've lost eight games, but five of them have been from the number one and number three team in the country. So. I think it prepares us really well, and it's nice to see that Morningside and Concordia and Briarcliff are all in brackets opposite of ours. So it's again, you know, one of those things where once you get here, you've gotta prove that your conference is one of the best in the country. But I would say up to this point during the season, we have proven that our conference is probably one of the best.
Well, the next opportunity that we're going to get to talk to you while you're playing is Monday, so you got some work to do between now and then, okay?
All right, we'll make sure that we're still trying to play on Monday. It'll be a tough road, but I think our kids are excited and looking forward to the challenge and the opportunity.
All right, Kerry, best of luck this weekend. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Kerry Hofstetter on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, we should have asked her about UNK. No.
Oh, let's stir something up. Let's stir something up.
No, not yet.
No, we would never do that.
Not yet.
No. By the way, it wouldn't be the first time that Hastings College coach went to UNK and had.
You know whose name's being bantered about.
I've heard some names.
Yeah. Would Coach Hobson leave Fort Hays State to come to UNK? I say no. He's got a top five program there. It'll be interesting. Yeah. I know that would be a coach that a lot of people hear. Now, again,
they want him here.
Paul Plinski. He doesn't know Tony Hobson, unless there's some quirky way that he knows Tony Hobson. He doesn't know Tony Hobson. He's been gone long enough that he wouldn't have any connection there. But I think you're going to get some really quality applicants for the UNK job. But right now,
I do think it's going to be a good job for somebody to grab.
For Hastings College, they play at 5:15 Thursday. A win is 5:15 Friday. Saturday would be at 8 p.m. And then if they win those first three, they're in the national semifinals Monday, and we'd catch up with the coach one more time. All the games are on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. So best of luck to the Lopers or to the Broncos going up this weekend. And if you're going up to Sioux City or if you're going to Lincoln for the state basketball tournament, do it in style or in some cases just make sure you get there. Maybe you got something that you need a little work on, you need the tires worked on, you need an oil change before you hit the road. Midway Auto Dealership is there for you, Midway Chevrolet and Midway Buick. It's all right there. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and thinkmidway.com. Right now, there's great offers on the entire Buick lineup. Get 0% for 5 years, plus $500 cash allowance on the new 2015 Buick Enclave with approved credit. Experience the new Buick with Midway. Right now, 0%, 60 months. on the new 2014 Verano and LaCrosse. Visit them online at thinkmidway.com or visit them today as they continue to move out the final vehicles of the 2014 inventory as well. Midway, it's a better way. And we'll be back to talk boys' state basketball. Bill Giffen of Amherst and Brent Heinrichs, Wilcox Hildreth, when we return.
Wakanda Boats is geared up for your 2015 boating season. Bring the family to Republican City March 9th through the 15th for the 2015 Boat Show. See the new lineup of Lund, South Bay, and StarCraft boat packages. Ask Travis or Terry about show specials, factory rebates, and low-rate financing on 2015 boats. Catch the biggest sale promotions of the year on wakeboards, tubes, skis, and other boating accessories, fishing seminars, prizes, and other sale events. Stop by Wakanda Boats' hometown boat show in Republican City March 9th through the 15th, or check them out at wakandaboats.com.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty is proud to be a gold sponsor of the Kearney YMCA Shamrock Shuffle. Proceeds benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The YMCA Shamrock Shuffle is Saturday the 14th. Register now.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you.
I'm feeling so mellow with this song.
It's like kind of a weather day, isn't it?
It kind of is. It kind of is, except the wind's not going to be grooving.
Well, I know the kids, well, the fans love it because they don't have to drive in the bad weather, but this is a rarity. Let me throw this out. This is a rarity that we have missed bad weather on any of the state tournament weekends. Wrestling or either state basketball.
We have been, I think we're good.
You think we might make it to Saturday?
I think we're going to make it to Saturday.
Predicted highs in the 70s.
Well, there could be a thunderstorm. I mean, who knows? Don't jinx it now. That's all I'm saying.
God, Lord.
That's all I'm saying. I'll be wearing shorts on one of those days.
Please, no.
Hey, I have the legs for it, man.
I know a lot.
I have the legs for it. I should share these legs with the world.
The student body and the fans will enjoy the nice weather, but we will be playing basketball and hopefully a lot of it. And we've been making a lot of this. And, again, we talked with Craig Newcomb yesterday, 1996, since the last time Bertrand has been there. We're going to talk with Brent Heinrichs. Wilcox Hildreth has never been there as a consolidation. It was the early 90s since either one of them was at the state tournament. And for Amherst, 1987, and that's the only time in 53 years, and Bill Giffen, the head coach of the Broncos, joins us. And, Bill, I saw your post. Everybody in Amherst, every one of their relatives, everyone in neighboring communities has an Amherst T-shirt, apparently. Good morning, buddy.
Yeah, that was a long table of shirts there. I'm glad the ladies did all that work, so I didn't have to help.
Well, obviously, and we talked a little bit about it after you beat Kennesaw in the district championship, so much emphasis by this young group, and they're all juniors, not a senior on that starting lineup there for you. that so much had been put on getting there. Now you've had some time on working about advancing in this state tournament, because I think sometimes the athletes, they don't, that pit in their stomach, it's just as painful if they don't get out of that first round. How are you guys working through that here the last week?
Well, first of all, I got to correct you. We do have a senior starting, Cale Preble, our defensive stopper.
My bad.
And, yeah, it's all right. You've been through a lot of basketball. But, and that's a big thing. We refocused goals, and you got to state, had that tough one against Elm Creek, and got past that. And so you refocused goals. But really, it's I guess it can be as simple or as complicated as you make it. We've got 26 games in, and we know what we are, and we got to be what we are. And that's push the ball and have pressure defense, hopefully shoot the ball decent. We don't have to be as good as we were against Ravana. It'd be nice. but we've got to shoot the ball decent and play good defense and hopefully narrow that rebound margin so it's manageable.
Bill, did you get the sense after the Kennesaw game there was that sense of relief that we finally made it? Because I do think the kids put a fair amount of pressure on themselves.
Oh, yeah. You know, and a class like our junior class, they hear all the talk. You guys are good. You should be good now. And, you know, you can just show up and win. They seem to be taking it very well. I know in the past where in other places I've had some classes that were very, very good, and they kind of get tired of hearing that, honestly. But this group is really focused, and that is an expectation, a little bit of a pressure, but it's good to have a little pressure. You just got to know how to deal with it.
Well, and that's another thing. You've been there. Kids haven't. How can you use that experience with them?
Well, with my gray-haired head and all that, I can offer some things, and maybe they'll believe it. But the biggest thing I got to tell them is we just got to play basketball. Now, the actual basketball part will be the only normal thing about this. So when they get on the court, that should be their time. And again, you are what you are, and we just got to put our best foot forward and play hard and let the chips fall when they may.
Bill, obviously you've looked a lot at High Plains, and again, I haven't seen them this year, but I take a look at their stats and what you guys do. To me, looking at things statistically, you two teams really kind of mirror each other.
Yeah, Randy, I think some of the pace, the tempo is there. They got some really good quickness. They do have the 6'4 guy, Harless, inside that, and we've got a 6'3 guy, Brian Framer, that we pulled off the bench, but they maybe got that. Hopefully we're, one or two more deep, I guess, than they will be. We've got, our sixth guy coming off went for, 20-some I-20s against Ravana, so that potential's there. And I think we've got scoring at several spots, and hopefully that gives us the edge.
Bill Giffen with us here, the head coach at Amherst. A lot of people say this is a tough first-round matchup, but just about anything in D1. We keep talking. Everybody says C1. Then we talked yesterday with Coach Asher, and maybe they're a little bit above the rest of the C2 field that's extremely competitive. And D1 looks like a hard one here to matriculate through. So you play High Plains, could be a high-scoring basketball game. Does that play into your calmness factor, I guess, or ease as you bring this team in?
Yeah, it. I guess it does. It probably plays into High Plains, tempo too. It should be an entertaining game, I would think. But you're right. We both play about the same way. So I guess you look at some of the losses we've had. St. Pat's, Will Hill, very good defensive teams, and not that High Plains is not a good defensive team. Maybe a little bit different tempo than what we'd like. So this should be a good one that way as far as going out and getting going.
Bill, you mentioned Cale Harless, who's 6'4". He averages about 12.5 points and about 8 rebounds per ball game. With his size, kind of that strength that he has in the middle, is it important that your guards make it so it's very hard to enter that ball into the post to him?
Yeah, that's a good point. you know, you look at what you do post-wise. Do you front somebody? Do you play behind, three-quarter, whatever? But the big thing, and you identified it, Randy, is to put pressure on that guy ball handling the ball so he doesn't have a free ride to pass that ball inside.
Last minute here, how big can you guys think there at Amherst, Coach? I know we got a pep rally this afternoon. What's going to be your message?
Well, you know, to the community, just thanking them for their support. I mean, gee whiz, you know, we got, 250 people in town, and there was 1,000 people at that district final. So they really support us well, and, you know, I'm thanking them for that. And I know they'll be down there in Groves. And the biggest thing is just, again, we just go down there, and we've got our mindset, our focus to play our game, play the best of our abilities, and let the chips fall where they may.
Quick question, Coach. How about health? Everybody okay? Everybody no cold, no sniffles, no you didn't turn your foot again, did you, or anything?
Well, I was into physical therapy this morning. So, you know, the injury is pretty good. It's all the other things that are, you know, breaking down on this body. But we've got everybody cleared, so that's good. We might have to do a little more subbing than what we normally would. And maybe that's good if you're looking, you know, to play a few games. But, of course, we got to get past the first one. But everybody's in pretty good health. Injury-wise, we're good. Just a little bit of the sickness that we've had going through is just still kind of lingering.
All right, Coach. We will see you later today. And then, of course, tomorrow afternoon, 3:45 on Classic Hits. Best of luck, Coach. Great season.
Hey, thanks. We really appreciate your coverage. You guys do a great job.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Bill Geffen, head coach at Amherst, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
They're easy to watch. I mean, they play basketball hard. They go after it. They're tenacious. And you know what? That junior class, my son's also a junior at Kearney Catholic, and seeing them at kid tournaments since fifth grade, and you really knew that Amherst kind of had something special. And Bill kind of cautioned that a little bit, that sometimes there's going to be too much pressure that's put on them. But really, this has been a team that people have looked at for quite some time in Amherst and said, that's going to be the year. When those guys are juniors and seniors, they're going to be a very good basketball team. And Cale's done a nice job of helping out as well, because he's been a real strong force in terms of rebounding and defensive stops as well. But they're a solid team. They've got all the elements that you need in D1.
Well, they're like no other, this class of 2015. And again, when I mentioned that they didn't have a senior starter, I apologize to Mr. Preble. A lot of the teams that are going down, now Wilcox Hildreth, not necessarily one of those, but a lot of our teams have a lot of youngsters that are playing and could be setting themselves up for next year, too.
Yeah, a nice little run. And I think Wilcox Hildreth kind of looked at this year and saying that this year was going to be the year, because they kind of have that senior leadership, because they are a little bit older team than what some of these other teams that you mentioned are.
Hey, folks, the 2015 irrigation season is fast approaching, and TNL Irrigation wants to make sure you have the right hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation system in your field. That's because they are the only hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation system. TNL will go over every detail. And again, what we say is, if you've never had a TNL, they want you to be comfortable with making the switch. We know how it is. Let's face it. If you were moving from a gas-powered car to an electric car, you might not know a lot about it. If you're moving to a hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation system, maybe you need to know a little bit more of the details. Their superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, and the simplicity of TNL's hydraulic design are just a few of the reasons why you should join the growing number of folks making the switch to TNL. Contact your local TNL dealer or visit TLIRR.com and learn why TNL irrigation systems are like no other. Well, they are our first game on Classic Hits tomorrow morning at 10:45. They'll take on Exeter Milligan, who has the state football champions, and people think that they've got enough athletes to make a run at basketball, but they got to get past Will Hill first. And Brent Heinrichs joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Well, we're doing good, and we're talking to a lot of coaches that are taking teams down that haven't been there in a while, so I imagine the atmosphere around Falcon Land is about the same as Amherst and Bertrand and some of our other schools.
Boy, it really has been. You know, I've just been overwhelmed the last few days, the support and, you know, everybody coming up and saying, hey, what can we do? And good luck. And
we're going to see you down there. So it's been really exciting for both towns and a thrill to me to see.
And really no surprise you guys got down there. We kind of talked a little bit about expectations before we got on the air. What going in, is this the expectation you guys kind of had?
Well, it was our goal, we don't want to set low goals. You know, a guy said once, if you lower your goals, I guarantee you'll achieve them. So it was a goal to get to Lincoln, and, it would have been on the top end, but it was something we thought was in a realm of possibility. We returned six of our top eight from last year, albeit we lost our two leading scores, but, we had a nucleus that worked hard together that come in this summer, and, we thought we had a chance if things fell right that we could get to Lincoln.
Brent, you've got an interesting group of kids. How were you able to get them all together as a true team?
Well, just a lot of playing together and our philosophy, as we talk about, it starts with defense and team man-to-man defense. It's not just necessarily man-to-man. It's man-to-man, but you've got to cut down driving lanes, help each other out, and if you're only good on man-to-man defense as your weakest link. And getting everybody to play on one page, getting them to flow to the right spots, it's a work in progress. And, it's something that we worked on, that this group has, since they were freshmen. And, it's since I've been at Wilcox-Hildreth, this is my best defensive group. And, that's what we try to base our stuff on. And once they buy into those principles, and they're a good bunch of kids. They work well together. They're not afraid to share their basketball. It's been coaching them from that way has been easy.
Brent, you kind of mentioned sharing the basketball. I mean, just statistically, it's kind of interesting. You don't see, especially in Class D2, teams that have five players that average somewhere between 7 and 12 points. I mean, you get your points from a lot of different sources, and it's all pretty consistent.
We do, and I think we got five different players that have scored at least 15 or 16 points, or I know we do, at least once this year. So it isn't like another team can look at us and say, hey, we're going to take away Tristan, or we're going to take away Matthew, we're going to take away Ivan, we're going to take away Marshall, and somebody's going to pick up the slack. And it's good, because I've been on teams that have been on both ways, and if you got some balance, if you got guys that can do multiple things and multiple guys that can hurt you, you're going to be a lot more dangerous in the long run.
We're talking with Brent Heinrichs, head coach at Wilcox-Hildreth, who is going in on a wild card because they got beat in the district final. Coach, tell me about that. Tell me how Tristan Farley is. Tell me what the story is going into state.
Tristan's back at practice. He missed all last week, and Ivan and Matthew missed as well towards the latter end and into this week. But everybody's back now. We probably don't have quite the stamina because we missed a lot of practice time. Dax Fouts was sick as well. He's back and we're going to go, but we don't want to use that as a crutch. Sports, everybody's got injuries. Teams have sicknesses. We certainly don't want that to lean on and even begin to use that as a crutch. We're basically, going to be fine that way. We may have to sub a little bit more. Because we have lost some practice time and maybe some of the key guys aren't going to have, quite the stamina we had a week or two ago. But, I still feel good about where we're at. I think mentally everybody's fine and, we're excited to go down there and Exeter Milligan's good team. They rebound the ball well and they present a good challenge for us.
Was there anything that Riverside exposed against you guys?
Yeah, Riverside, they got the ball to the front of the rim more than I thought they should. And I thought they were the aggressor. We've been talking about this week. In sports, if it's baseball, if it's football, it's basketball. I've always felt that the team, when you leave and say, hey, that team was more aggressive than the other team, the more aggressive team has a better chance to win. And I thought Riverside was the more aggressor that night overall. And, it's important that we have that in our favor, not force things, but we want to make sure that we're the one put pressure on them, both offensively and defensively, and making sure that if they make a mistake defensively, we're there to take advantage of it. And I thought coming out of that Riverside game, with or without Tristan, it was maybe the other way around a little bit. And they're a good team. I'd love to face them again. But playing them going into the state tournament, knowing that we had a wild card, you couldn't really ask for anything more, because that's how you're going to get better. Play tough teams, expose things. Earlier this year, Axtell beats us and they out-rebound us. rebounding's got to be a thing that's in our column. So it's just a learning process, and I think the kids are all the better for it.
Brayton kind of talked about being in attack mode. Where do you kind of feel that there's some areas that you can attack against Exeter Milligan?
Well, we're going to try to get outlets quickly and try to push the ball a little bit. They've got some very nice athletes, and you know, they'll pack the paint. It's going to be difficult in there. You know, I think some outside shots will be available for us as well. But I think if we get some quick outlets, put pressure on them defensively, if we're able to force a few turnovers and get some runaway baskets, I would really like to see that. But you know, they got a 6'7" kid, a big wide body in there, the Mueller, the Lusum kid, a 6'4" kid is a very good athlete. I think he's averaging 17 or 18 points and rebounds the ball extremely well. It's imperative that we keep him off the glass. And the Jensen kid's a fine player. So they're very athletic. You know, like you said, they won the state football championship, I think, 2 years running. They're going to present some athletic problems, but we need to play great position basketball. And if we do that, and you know, and are the aggressor, I think we have a decent chance to be successful.
Well, Brent, you are very familiar, like Coach Giffen is, with this area, with the history, with, you know, we want to keep talking about how long it's been. There's a lot of these kids, that, including your own, that have ties to teams that made runs in the past. How special is that?
You know, it's very special, and you get talking to some of the parents and folks, you know, that I played with or my age, and it brings back memories and reminisce about it, and they, you know, they all have little pointers, make sure you do this, make sure you do that, but it's a lot of fun. It's something the kids and their parents can share, and, you know, it's been enlightening for the whole community, so I just hope we can come down and win that first game, get that under our belts. It's not going to be easy. But, you know, I told our kids yesterday, our area, we're not only playing for Wilcox and Hildreth, we're playing us and Amherst, they're playing for the FKC. And it's important we represent them as well.
Well, Coach, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Best of luck.
All right. Thanks so much, you guys, for the coverage.
That's Brent Heinrichs.
Good luck, Brent.
We'll have the first game tomorrow, 10:45. Again, here is our coverage tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9, 10:45 from Lincoln Northeast, Wilcox, Hildreth, and Exeter Milligan. At 3:45 from Lincoln Southeast, Amherst and High Plains, and also at Lincoln Southeast, Bertrand and Bancroft Rosalie. At 7 on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. 10:45 from the Sports Center, Central Catholic and Shadron. Then at 7 o'clock, St. Cecilia and Hardington Cedar Catholic from Lincoln Northeast, and from the Sports Center at 8:45, Adam Central and Elkhorn South.
You kind of touched on this. I mean, you have some teams like St. Cecilia who expects to be there. They've had that tradition. Grand Island Central Catholic certainly would be on that list as well. But you also have Amherst, Wilcox, Hildreth, teams that haven't been there in a generation or beyond a generation. I mean, this is a big deal. And there is a lot of community pride on the line when that happens. And they should already feel that because they made it down there. But I'll tell you what, it's just going to be an electric atmosphere for Wilcox Hildreth at the Amherst game. It is a big deal, and there's going to be a lot of pride on the line. It's going to be awesome.
A lot of places say they are a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. Come on in for lunch or just to watch the Nebraska-Penn State game this afternoon, which tips off at 3 o'clock on ESPN2, and you can hear it on The Breeze 94.5 pregame an hour ahead, so you can maybe work and catch the game, or you can work and then take a late lunch.
Late extended lunch, like at the end of the day, kind of thing.
Yeah. I'll see you guys later. Where were you guys? I came back later. Where were you guys? But the Chicken Coop is there for you. Of course, what's great about the 3:30 game, it's right during happy hour specials on long necks and draws, and of course the appetizers as well. Whether you want one of their great chicken combinations, bone-in or boneless wings, chicken tender hoagie, or put it in a salad, it's all there for you. Or you can get pizzas, burgers, and the normal fare. Get great ribs, get a steak, peppercorn steak. So good. At the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney. We'll be back with a few more sporting notes after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
Not long ago, Hastings was named the greenest city in America, so it ought to be easy getting behind the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Midtown Mart on West 2nd Street in Hastings keeps it authentic with Irish brews, including Harper Lager, Guinness Draught, and Smithwick's Irish Red Ale. So celebrate St. Patrick's Day like you mean it, like you live in the greenest city in America. On West 2nd in Hastings, it's Midtown Mart, with one convenient location so you don't have to do battle with grocery stores when you really want to search for good taste. Midtown Mart, West 2nd, Hastings.
After the storm passes, our job begins. With local claim service, Farmers Mutual Hail will be on the scene fast to evaluate your damage and get you back on your feet. With well over 100 years of financial stability, Farmers Mutual Hail is the calm after the storm. For service, stability, and satisfaction, look for the Cloud and Kroll Agency, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent. Contact the Kroll Agency in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Farmers Mutual Hail and Kroll Agency are equal opportunity providers.
Registration is now open at the Hastings YMCA for spring youth sports. This is a great way to get your child involved in some fun activity and team interaction. The spring youth sports season runs April through May with spring soccer, volleyball, and flag football. Parents who volunteer to coach get free registration for their kid to play. Maximum 2 children free per team. Contact the Hastings Y today for more information on coaching a team or for registering your youth for spring soccer, volleyball, or flag football. Find out more at hastingsymca.net.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's look at the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest toppings. We asked you yesterday, should Jay Cutler remain the starting quarterback for the Bears?
Who else they got? Did I miss something?
Well, you know, draft somebody, trade for somebody. I mean, the Foles for Bradford thing, I guess just anything goes now. I'm a little disheartened by all the moves here in the last couple of days, but whatever.
I like Bradford as a quarterback. If, and here's the big if he can stay healthy. He has not been able to do that.
Yeah, I'll take Foles. 57% said no, he shouldn't be the starter. 43% said yeah. And when he's on, he's good. Yeah. When Cutler's on, he's good. And that's all you need is good. I mean, you want great. I mean, sometimes he's great. But when he's not on, then he's a weirdo. His personality. People, you know, whether that should matter or
winning
not.
Winning fixes all that, right? Winning.
Exactly.
If you're playing well, winning fixes all that other stuff. But he's not real strong at that other stuff, being a leader and all that.
Today we ask you, should NCAA student athletes be paid for participating in college sports? No. You are being paid.
They are getting paid.
Scholarship.
Yeah, my daughter graduates in May with a tremendous amount of debt. If she was a four-year player somewhere and got a full ride, she wouldn't have that. So, yeah, she would have got paid. By the way, if you want it, here we go. If you want to go through and get paid, fine. We'll pay you like most college kids get paid. Or would you rather have the scholarship? Which one do you think is going to make you more money? Don't take a shot at my daughter. I will clock you. Mr. Giggles.
I'm not taking a shot at her. I wanted to wish her good luck this weekend.
She didn't do anything wrong last year either.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly where you're going with that.
Tonight we've got the Patriot League Championship game. There's a chance for American University, in their conference, to win it all. And then there's your play-in game next week. But you could have a true Cinderella tonight in the Patriot League.
Which is one of the awesome things about how the NCAA does this, because theoretically, if Nebraska doesn't lose another basketball game, they could be national champions. And they're not even going to get to the NIT if they lose. This will be a bye week for them. As soon as they lose, bye.
You mean by 5:45 today?
I don't know. It's not a great matchup for them against Penn State, but they could beat Penn State. You don't think they will? They could. They could. They're not going to be a quarterfinalist.
They're the better team, but they've lost 8 in a row in the way the seasons went. No. I
can't really argue with you, but I mean, I'm still watching and hoping and thinking that there's a chance.
Today. I'd like him to see him beat Iowa, and then they're done, and so what's the difference? I mean, that's my point. Even if they win 2 games here, it doesn't save the season.
No,
it doesn't give you momentum going into next year.
But it makes you feel better. You feel better, but I don't think you have a momentum that you can build on. No.
The only thing that could happen is that they might get an invitation to one of the worst tournament out there.
With CBA or whatever
CBI,
that is.
CBI, CIT, whatever the heck.
MOUSC,
exactly.
Whatever.
And I don't think they'd accept it.
I kind of had doubt that they would. Yeah. I'm with you there. That's why I really do think this is bye week for them.
Also, Oakland Raiders and Roy Helu. You go from the Redskins to the Raiders. What does that do for you as a Husker fan or as a Cowboy fan or as a Dolphin fan? It's just like, God, I can't root. I'm going to root for Roy Helu.
Well, at least you get to watch him because the Chiefs and Donkeys are on TV around here. At least you get to watch him. I mean, you got that. That's an upgrade in that sense.
Husker baseball won their 37th straight home opener yesterday, 9-3 over Northern Colorado. And they'll play again this afternoon at 1:35. You can hear that on 1230 KHAS.
And there was a huge line to get in. It was a great day to have an opening day. I'm surprised how many people got off work on a Tuesday.
A quirky game yesterday at Memorial Field. UNK up 11-0, and then they have to hold on to win 11-10. That's what happens when you're moving people in and out all the time and using youngsters on the mound. But, hey, they won their 12th win of the season. They're off to Northwest Missouri State. And how about the Storm? They are currently 1 point out of the overall lead in the United States Hockey League. Congratulations to this team. Keep it going. They're 6-0-1 against Lincoln this year. They win it 6-1 last night. 6 different scores. Chris Wilkie becomes the first USHL player to reach the 30-goal plateau. And, Randy, you can tell, I would normally say my voice, which is still under construction right now, but you can tell that I at least have a little fire about the hockey. And why is that?
They're winning.
Exactly.
It's a salve that fixes all problems, whether you're Jay Cutler, whether it's women's basketball at UNK, whatever it is, you win, everything looks good. And by the way, the Storm, I don't have their schedule in front of me, but memory tells me that in March, they got a lot of home games.
They will begin a 6-game homestand Friday. That's against Lincoln again, the final meeting. Then Omaha Saturday, and there's 10 games to go in the regular season, 6 in a row, and then in April, 1 home, 3 on the road. And that's going to wrap things up for today's Doug and Daddy Show, the final one of the week, because we will be airing Big Ten basketball tournament action in this time slot. Tomorrow, the game will be between Illinois and Michigan, and then on Friday, Wisconsin will play the winner of that game. But all of the games that don't involve Nebraska, Thursday and Friday, and then Sunday, will be here on ESPN Radio. Saturday, it's the Boys State basketball tournament. The best of luck to everyone from Southern Valley to St. Cecilia, Adams Central, Central Catholic, Bertrand, Amherst, Wilcox, Hildreth, anyone that's heading down, best of luck to your team. We do thank Wilcox Hildreth coach Brent Heinrichs, Bill Giffen of Amherst for joining us today. UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer headed to the national tournament. Carrie Hofstetter headed to the national tournament. Hastings College women. It's going to be a fun week here, and best of luck to them all.
Great opportunities for some of the local teams to grab some hardware. Best of luck.
We will see you next Monday. Next week, all week, we will be at Cunningham's for the NCAA tournament. Monday, we'll get to break down the brackets. Don't forget to get registered right now for the Doug and Daddy Bud Light Bracket Challenge. Go to our webpage at ESPNSuperstation.com. You get registered now. It's free. We'll be giving away not only an LG 49-inch TV to the grand prize winner, but many other prizes. And then when the brackets come out Sunday night, you can get on and start filling them out. So we'll see you Monday.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, a SportsCenter update on ESPN. The Nebraska men's basketball team will play Penn State today in the first round of the Big Ten tournament at the United Center in Chicago. The Huskers are the 12th seed in this week's tournament and will look to snap an 8-game losing streak dating back to the first meeting with Penn State back on February the 7th. Nebraska head coach Tim Miles.
We talked about a fresh start. You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.